Blog Talk Radio.
Now, bullshit.
Life, I wanna be a man, not a thug on the block, running petty scams, touching all these women with a pair of dirty hands, walking around like I'm tough, I wasn't tough enough, it's amazing how a baby innocent could call you bluff, a lady cause she's feminine, possessed the gift of love, every thug could be a scrub, cause he need a push and shove, just to be a real man, he don't wanna lead a fan, rather be a pig in a pen, eating eggs and ham, instead of bringing home the bacon, acting like he gave a damn, used to see me on the block, getting jocked for a grand, by crooked ass cops who like the body slam. Me like an animal that chased me when I ran. But now I don't run and I don't care about your gun. You can take my life today, I'll be a man when you're done.
Hello, make money, get noticed. This is Black Business Builders for the Artist Entrepreneur. I am Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. Our standard intro did not come on today. I think one of my producers went in and changed our startup audio. But what we're going to do today is we're simply talking about making money and getting noticed. Now, as an artist entrepreneur, we have for you a phenomenal tool called Black Business Builders, and it's the Black Business Affiliate Club. Black Business Builders has an awesome club, and in that club are applications and tools that provide you with the ability to organize, structure, and implement a phenomenal marketing campaign. That is your goal as an artist, is to market yourself, move your business forward the best way you can. As an independent artist, it's really important that you get a hold of your marketing, become super involved with your marketing, because marketing is the process from getting from your art to the final sale to the customer. Marketing is the process. So you need to know about marketing and the best way to do it in any organized, structured, and system that you can create is ideal. And when you can automate this system, it is even better. So that is Black Business Builders. What is also really great about Black Business Builders is it is also a tool and that recycles dollars back into the Black community. Simply put, your investment is $14 a month, and you receive a huge myriad of benefits. You get the club, which has gugobs of benefits all in itself. See, the application and tools, the key, audio-video promotional cards, blog article posting tools, web, audio chat, video, web, audio chat, calendar, discussion board. All of these things are phenomenal tools for you to develop a fierce online marketing campaign. And, you know, online is really where you have your numbers. And then from online, you can move offline. Offline, you can move online. It's integrated. But this provides you with a great back office. So when you're offline and you're off at events and all, what's the thing you're going to do? Whenever you have an event, whenever you host an event, it is not just enough to perform. It is not just enough to show your work. Have a mailing list. I don't care if you're going in the club and it's dark and it's whatever and you're coming on. You walk on with a clipboard and you say, yo, this is how I start my act. Take it and pass it around. I want my mailing list. I'm going to get something out of this because they ain't paying me. Don't look, every, you know, nothing in life is free. Whatever, make a joke out of it, whatever. But information is the key. Data is the key. You're going there one time and performing without a way to reach back out to those people does not make sense. Create yourself a mailing list, a mailing sheet. Make cards. Get yourself a clipboard and ink pens. And you leave no, do not go home without it. And when you perform, if you pass it out from the stage, if you have to, say, here, pass this around. Get as many people's information as you can get. If ahead of time you can speak with the event organizer and whatnot, if there's a possibility to share the mailing list, especially when you're doing gigs you're not being paid for, make sure there's some kind of exchange. Make sure that your name is prominently placed on the marketing materials. Make sure that they're marketing that event. Because if you're doing an event and they haven't publicized the event and hardly no one's coming, or if they're charging so much and all to get in and then you go to try to sell CDs or your paintings and stuff and people don't have any more money, you know, that's what you want to stay away from. So be always strategic about how you, you know, conduct your business. Even if you're doing something for no pay, there's still something to get out of it. You get the promotions out of it, which is really key. That's what you want people to market and know. You get your name out there. Get yourself known. You know, make people feel that you're everywhere, you know, like you're this big-time person or big-time entity or big-time artist, whatever. That's the aura you want to create about yourself. So those are just certain things you want to look at. But like I said, there's a myriad of applications and tools. That's just one of them. The other really good benefit is currently now Black Business Builders is 99% non-artist. So for the artist, this is a niche opportunity. This is a niche opportunity for you to get into. Now your Black Business Builders peers, as opposed to your artist peers, these peers can definitely become possible paying fans, fans who buy your work. Your artist peers, you know, they're good for support and industry, you know, to go back and forth and to build and have that love and support, but you know that they really supported you, going to really support you financially. But your Black Business Builders peers, you have a whole club full of a few hundred people here that you get to market to as an artist because most of the people in there are not artists. So you don't have as much competition as if you're marketing on MySpace and these different things, trying to get your share. So you get to market to your peers as well. Then you have the opportunity, again, to take it outside to your existing mailing list, to build mailing lists, to just keep things going. So, and as you do that and you let people know you're a Black Business Builder, you know, it's just one question. I'm a Black Business Builder. Are you? And as people become to wonder and then find out in this thing that you're so invested in, that you're using in this tool and all, there's always an opportunity. You always make it available for them, too, to become a Black Business Builder. And then as you do that, you help other Black Business Builders, and you begin to develop a second stream of income. And why is the second? Because your first stream of income, the purpose of the Black Business Builders and the purpose of getting in there and building is to move your current artistry forward. So we're going to develop a marketing plan that helps increase those sales. Your second income becomes as you bring other Black Business Builders on. And then you are really starting to recycle the dollar. And then we're going to talk about other greater ways later on once we have more people on and more artists aboard, how to really take that $14 a month and really make it go around so many times. And we get to see truly the value of recycling a dollar, how you can really make that dollar work and work and work and build and build and build. So this is Black Business Builders for the artist entrepreneur, and we're talking about making money and getting noticed. Now, just to let everybody know, FanBridge is having a contest, and FanBridge has an affiliate program. So I am going to post the FanBridge. I'm going to post the FanBridge link. And I need everyone to go to the FanBridge link and make sure that you make sure when you go to that link and you join FanBridge. FanBridge is a great way to build your database, to send out email blasts, SMS text messages, to identify a street team, identify press contacts. And again, just to, you know, to build your database of people to reach out to with your message, with your music, with your art. And it goes from free to cheap. It's just like one of the most inexpensive things. It's simple, it's basic, and it's effective. It gets your job done. So I'm going to give you out that FanBridge link because that's one of our first shows we talked about was organizing your existing database so you can maximize it to your benefit. So we're definitely going to get that going for you, and we're going to put that link up there. And as you do it, Ken, if you want to be an affiliate and add your FanBridge link, well, you always want to add your FanBridge link to everything you're doing because people can click on there and sign up to your mailing list. That you're going to do. If you want to share it with other artists, friends, and say, hey, you get a FanBridge account too, you can also earn money from doing that. That's up to you. But most important thing is to use it to build your database. And then with the Black Business Builders, what we do there is we implement our marketing campaign. So we tell the story, like, you know, about joining your mailing list. We're organizing, we're restructuring, we're getting our things together. I want to make sure you get the message and you get it right, you get it well. And you can create audio cards. You can create video postcards. I mean, most of us have XP or Vista operating systems. And on there's Windows Movie Makers. A great way that comes, it's an accessory that comes with your operating system to make wonderful videos. So it doesn't have to be a $4,000 and up shot video. You can just make a video right there where you market yourself, images of yourself, messages, and then play your music, add your music, mix your music in. Or if it's your artwork, do your artwork and mix in some music that you think would work well with it. Or if you don't want any music, it's up to you, whatever the experiences you want your audience to have. You define it, and then you send it. Short message. It looks just like a postcard. People love getting a postcard. They get the email with a link, click on the link, boom, the postcard. They can play the video, play the audio, do whatever they choose. So this is, you know, basically how you this is basically how you build yourself. So, again, this is Make Money, Get Noticed, Black Business Builders for the Artist Entrepreneur. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a piece to inspire us to get our hustle and grind on. And then everybody's, you know, thinking about the money. So we're going to talk about, you know, how your money can build and about getting noticed. So getting noticed, that's as creative as you are. But we're going to think about some creative ways on getting people attention and getting yourself noticed and marketing yourself to various type people. That's why it's really, really important, like we talked at the very beginning, to organize your email list and then start organizing these communities that you're on. Don't just be on these communities and throw up your music and leave. You want to find out who's who on the communities. And why you are at each community. Each community, you can be there for different reasons. And based on the reason that you're there, that is how you represent yourself. So we're going to talk a little bit more about money and getting noticed. Right when we come back, we're going to listen to a little Talame C. Since we did put this out to spoken word artists, we're going to listen to Laurels from Talame C. And then we're going to come back, and we're going to break this down a little bit more.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest in this. Not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cats just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star, I'm a businessman, I provide a service, I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless, like I snatch them out of the matrix, like I tell them go get yourself a glass of water and take this, like I tell them most of what y'all are listening to is fake shit, like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists, and I know they hate it when I make them face it, but God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead, and our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead, and they need it that way, and we need it that way, and we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
Dion, I have imparted in you a witty and much needed gift, an invention.
and you shall go forth, and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. To lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down.
Okay, we're back. To make money, get noticed. Black business builders for the artist entrepreneur. Now, with Black Business Builders, you can check out www.blackbusinessbuilders.com, and you can go there and check out the Black Business Builders program. We also will provide a link for you in the show, so as you're listening to it, you can check out the comments and find the links. And go copy and paste them into a window and go there and check it out for yourself. Black Business Builders, again, is going to provide you with a phenomenal tool to market your art. It's simple. You need to market yourself. And you need a tool that works. And something that is affordable, again, is very helpful. So something that works, it is affordable, and it's fairly new. The audio and video postcards aren't like the most common things. Therefore, it gives you a new look. It's a new experience, a new way for people to experience you. So get on board. The blog. You create blogs, create a story. So we're going to take, for instance, one song. If you have one song, take your favorite song, take your favorite song. We want to pick one song or one piece of art. And we're going to do a campaign just around that. We're not going to add on any other music. We're not going to talk about a whole album. We're going to talk about one song. We'll talk about a single. And we're going to talk about one piece of art. And we're going to talk about a 30-day campaign. Now, you are going to talk to your audience through your video postcard, through blogs. So let's say we're going to take, for instance, Rock and Roll by, or we'll take Laurels. We just listened to Laurels, correct? Now, Talon talked about, basically, he's a hustler getting his groove on. He says he's a businessman. So we can do a blog series about artists as entrepreneurs. I mean, are artists really business people? Can you really be a business person and an artist? This is a conversation we can have. You talk a little bit about it in your blog. You create your blog back there in Black Business Builders in your club area. Then send it out to the members of Black Business Builders. Let them see what they have to say. Then you take that same blog, you copy it from there, and you post it in key places. You can do a Hub Pages post or eBlogger. These are all great free e-blogging tools, WordPress. So say if you take just three tools, or even in different places, you got a MySpace page already. So if you do your MySpace blog, say you do an e-blogger Hub Pages, or Reverbnation, are you? These are places where you get to post blog. Black Planet. Black Planet is really good. They let everybody know every time a blog or any time anyone posts anything, they let them know this happening. So say you do, since we into this black thing, you got Black Business Builders, you're doing your Black Planet, along with eBlogger and a hub page. And so now you take one blog, you created it, and it's staying there in your Black Business Builders Club. This is your marketing back office. So you have it, and you have a record of it, and it's always there. So you go there, and you just copy that and paste it on these other places, and you start having a conversation. So you go back and check with people. Well, you might want to let people know that the blog exists in these places. So you could say, you now you're going to go do a video or audio postcard about your blog. So let's say do a video. We're going to go to Movies Makers, and we're going to be artist/entrepreneur. Can you be both? You know, and then, you know, we're talking about Talam and his thing. Well, you know, I've done this and this, and I've still done that. He could play as, the laurels could play as he does it. It's a real short, you know, you got 2 minutes. And as it does, you have this conversation, and he can put pictures of him performing in different places. He performed here. I think he's doing a play now, and he did the documentary, and he showed all the different ways he had marketed himself in his art. And he considers himself one of the hardest working poets. He'll jump on a plane and go anywhere, and he'll perform anywhere, and he markets himself in such a like manner. So he's going on doing these things, and he promotes himself, and he promotes his image, but he can show the story. And at the end, he can still ask the question, artist, entrepreneur, can we be both? And, you know, those are what the words are saying. It's telling a little story there. In the written part of the postcard, say, you know, peace, fam, you know, this is your one and only Talam AC, and I'm, you know, just sharing some news and sharing some thoughts. Just want to engage you here for a moment in time. And we want to know, can an artist be also a business person? Can they wear both hats effectively? And we want you to chime in on it. The blog is posted, and you find your links. And then you always let people know that this is sponsored by Black Business Builders. So you put that up at the top, sponsored by Black Business Builders. So they can always go there. And you always have your links open up in a new window, so they never have to leave the original message. Your stamp, you can make it a picture of yourself or of a piece of art, whatever. Whatever your profile photo is, that you can make that your stamp. So you get your special stamp, you have your special look. Then when it plays, you know, the music and everything, you have it linked to that piece of music. So if we're promoting laurels, you have a link to laurels where people can click on it and buy it. So right underneath the video, or if you just choose to do an audio, right underneath it is a link, and people with an arrow pointing to that link, they click on it, takes them to buy the single. Singles are like, what, 99 cents. You send that out to your list of, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to several thousand most people have. Guaranteed, you're going to get some sales. You're guaranteed you're going to get some sales. On your blog, after you post your blog and you know, you put what it's about, you know, since, you know, it's a topical, you know, look, please check out my piece, this and this, you know, I feel very relevant, you know, this is a piece of work that I created, which, you know, has inspired me to this topic. Check it out. Get a hold of it. If it's a piece of artwork, same thing. What did the artwork inspire you? When I was doing this art, these are the things that came about. And you know, click so people can go there, look at it, judge, and buy it. And you do something different each day. You do not bombard your people with the same message. 30 days, we're going to do something a little bit different. So you may build the blog and then promote that blog from, say we do the hub pages, you promote it from, well, first you're doing it in your Black Business Builders Club. So you're in your club, you do it, and you send it out to those people. It may take you a couple of days. Another day you put it on hub pages, and then you market it out to the hub pages. When you go to eBlogger, next few days, market it to the eBlogger. Then you do it in your Black Planet, and you market and push it out through Black Planet. Then you go and make sure at least once a week you're sending out your video blog. So then you send out, you may do once or twice a week your video postcard. But you send that out and you send it to the people and you let them know. So that's that experience on that blog on that topic. Now we bring it around again. So the next week your video postcard could just be about the song. What do you think? Did you get an opportunity to get it? I'm running a special this month, and we're just focusing in on this. We really want people to look at this, you know, topic, the subject. Man, we want you to feel the grind. And I want you to let you know that a spoken word artist can be a purpose business person as well. And then, hey, you could do write an article. This time, this week, we're going to do an article. But you send out the second week, you're just sending out about the song. So you're sending out your video postcard. And then you can create your video and put your video on YouTube. Video around your song talking about it, this and this and that. And always letting people know about your Black business. It's sponsored by your Black business builders. And your so YouTube, second week, we're just focusing on a song or an item. The third week, you can write an article. Pull out another subject and offer and write an article this time. Write a story. Write an article. Then you go to Associated Content. Publish your article at Associated Content. Find a couple other places to publish free articles. Tell everybody about the article. I just wrote an article. Have someone write an article for you. Take the responses that you got on one thing and turn that into something. There's just a million things that you can do. Talk about that you posted it the last week. Well, I've entered it into contest. Or that could be the first week by entering it into contest. Then have these discussions. You're getting in on MyStage, Famecast. Oh, there's so many contests that you can find out here. And you may enter it in like two or three contests and then see how it's doing in each community. And have that discussion. There's just a million different things that you can do. And different ways and all, but you are having a conversation and it's all focused around one way, certain point around this one song. And guaranteed in that 30 days, you are going to make sales on that song. People are going to recognize you, and not just the song, they're going to come attached to you. You've built a relationship. Now, all of this time you're exposing, every time you expose them to your song, and you expose them to, you let them know, sponsored by your Black business builders. And you just say sponsored by Black business builders. And each time, you know, people see this, you're going to get hits to your Black business builder. You're going to get your song sold. And people are going to want to know more about you. They're going to want to know more about this tool that you're using to market yourself. Your article, your blog, so all organized there in your back office. And then you get an opportunity for yourself to, like, take some notes and just to say where you have everything at. And then host, while you're there, host an audio or video web conference for the members of Black Business Builders and talk to them. Talk to them about your campaign. You can talk to them at the end. Look, I did this 30-day campaign. These are some things I did. And this is how Black Business Builders helped me, you know, really, you know, move this one record. And I like to let you all listen to it and to take the opportunities, 99 cents. But if you could just, you know, get a hold of it, you know, take it for yourself, share it with someone, you know, use it in your marketing promotions. Just, you know, you may want to be careful about that because, you know, you want to lease that out. You don't want to, you know, just give that blanketly. But there's a million different things that you can do. But this is all coming from one place that's centralized in your back office, your Black Business Builders Club. You're generating, making money off of your art. And you're exposing each person to the Black Business Builders. And then you even have the opportunity to have a conversation about that. and say, yo, I'm making money and I'm getting noticed and I'm using Black Business Builders to do it. Simple, you know, it's just like so many ways, and you have now a dual income coming, but what is even more important, you're literally recycling dollars within your community. And if you can't visualize that, you know, next week we're going to talk about that, what it really means to recycle a dollar. I know people say it, but sometimes people have a hard time visualizing it and how important it is. Because think about it, if I buy your music, then, and I buy enough and support you enough, you can live by your art. Even if you have another job, it's additional income that you have coming in that may mean, you know, maybe I can get the roof fixed on the house. And maybe I can also do this. As long as you're keeping your property up, the property value stays up, and it helps the property value of your block, of that community, because you are being employed and supported. When we take our dollars out of our community and don't funnel them back through, we make it hard for people to be able to do the necessary things, hard for us to have the services, additional income, if we're not supporting anything within our own community, from schools to what, you know, ever. We have to support the things within our community to make our community thrive. And that's why they say, you know, Black communities go down when Black people move in, because Black people, as not, and that's not all Black people, but as a race, we're not accustomed to recycling back into our community. We're there and we funnel out, but we don't know how to put back in and to enrich that community and how to build wealth. So, you know, we're going to talk more about that next week, but this has been Make Money, Get Noticed, Black Business Builders for the Artist Entrepreneur. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time, and we're just telling you how you can make money and get noticed at the same time. We all want to do that, you know. As an artist, you definitely want to do that. But we want to do it in a way that helps build our community. And we don't want you to stray off that path. We want to do it in a righteous manner. So we're going to end here with Dreams, talking about, you know, some dreams deferred. This is by spoken word artist Just Greg and Vision, Master Grill Artist, and this is Dreams from their upcoming project, Poet, the mixtape. And as always, we speak for you, peace and love.
This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. Still dreams. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. She went to a major university to major in biology, but somehow it's begun selling her anatomy. Her college degree was a waste of time, spending 4 years of financial aid to become a pharmaceutical sales slave. But she don't sell her physical, she sells her morals. No longer moving in the strides of Miss Independent, but she strives by rising bricks. She prefers dealing with those guys who flip those bricks, use cocaine to increase their profit value. Salutations to the beauty of the week, but deep down inside she's a beautiful freak, jaded by the past, claiming to need a thug in her life. Won't have sex unless there's drugs to make it right. Last man she dealt with is doing 25 to life. Testified against him about that very same night. But this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of.
Told her if she wants to be famous, she needs to make love. So every time Dick, Harry, Nate. Drop the locks and lose some weight if she wants to fame. Mind thinking she's too big for express, she needs to stay in her lane. Deep down, she's more Coltrane than Soul Plane. But she wants the money, the fast life, but she favors the thug. Can't wait to spice up her life to find her flavor of love. Doesn't quite need a personality, no. Being educated won't get you a reality show, so she ignores the disrespect the ballers and hoopers said. After going in random house and giving soup ahead, treading her future away like Wall Street pork. Can't stay in Manhattan, but she loves New York, and this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of.
So what are dreams made of? The size of the tires inspires a fatal attraction, a fatal destruction. distraction. Mind caught in the rapture of sex, money, and drugs. Replacing anything meaningful with some superficial love. The windows of our soul have been tinted with a smile so demented and the brain so intelligent. Nice guys finish last, so chivalry is irrelevant. She once tried to be celibate, two times got pregnant by accident. Willing to risk her life in the crossfire of bullets, the bags, the weeds, the vials, the cracks, the time, and the system. That's her man, she got his back. If need be, she will become his Kevlar in a misguided galaxy of shooting stars. But that's when women with intellect don't respect intellect. Instead, they dissect the good guys and call them gay and soft for being too nice. Treat them cold as ice, but even ignorance comes with a price. But this is that glamorous life, that dangerous life, that glamorous life.
And this is what dreams are made of. This is what dreams are made of. In nightmares, watching the future fade away right there in front of her face. And deep down inside, she just wants to be embraced by mommy, daddy, VH1. So watch her run to any and every fantasy and endeavor, just trying to have her best week ever. So she'll take Kevin to be Britney, Bobby to be Whitney, attached with the drugs, kids, and the bottle. When all she really needs is to be herself, to be America's next top model of womanhood,